2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Friday, the 9th day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, still chilly, 35 degrees.
A little bit of a delay on the 201 freeway in Magna right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, President Joe Biden pushing for new gun control measures. It comes as the Utah legislature has introduced but failed to pass red flag laws each of the past 3 years.
They're nothing more than basically a gun confiscation scheme, which bypasses due process.
And Utah's congressional delegation does not support the president's plans. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, some Utah lawmakers highlight the fact that Utah is in the belt of the top five suicide states per capita, which leads them to believe that some form of red flag gun laws would be a good idea. One of the lawmakers who sponsored a similar bill that failed is Senator Todd Weiler. He actually expects the announcement from President Biden to change very little here locally.
I don't think this will move the needle in Utah. We have, we've had several attempts to run red flag bills in the last 3 years in the legislature. The votes have not been there.
Red flag laws allow the temporary removal of guns if someone is determined to be a danger to themselves or others. Already, groups like the Utah Shooting Sports Council have said they're also concerned about suicide and domestic violence, but they don't think red flag laws are the answer. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
President Biden's executive actions on gun control are getting no support from members of Utah's congressional delegation. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Senator Mike Lee was asked about the president's plans on Fox News this morning.
That's not going to fly, and that's not consistent with the Constitution or what the American people will accept.
Congressman Blake Moore told the Deseret News Biden's unilateral effort won't address the root causes of gun violence. Congressman Burgess Owen says any changes that affect Second Amendment rights need to go through Congress, not executive actions or federal agencies. And Congressman Chris Stewart said the president needs to focus on helping those with mental illness and stopping criminals, not restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Mourning in the UK after the news that Britain's Prince Philip died. He was 99 years old. ABC News contributor and royal expert Robert Johnson is talking about how the prince's death may affect Her Majesty's duties.
The Queen, well into her 90s, a lot more of the responsibility is falling on the shoulders of the Prince of Wales. He's almost like a quasi-king already. I think now that with the passing of the Duke, he will take that role as head of the family even more.
The royal family says there will be a period of mourning for some time.
Health officials say there's an uptick in COVID-19 cases among unvaccinated Americans. Dr. Arnold Monto chaired the FDA Advisory Committee on COVID virus vaccines.
People, not only for themselves, need to get the vaccine, which is highly effective.
42% of American adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine. It's a higher percentage here in Utah, and yesterday saw the second highest total of vaccines administered in our state.
The statewide mask mandate ends tomorrow, with the exception of public schools and large events. We've already heard from several private businesses and grocery stores who will still require masks. So will the Jazz, the U of U, and Weber State. Grand County is putting in a mask mandate. State law allows counties to do so, not cities, but Salt Lake City's mayor still wants people to wear face masks in the city.
President Biden's approval rating is slipping here in the Beehive State. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Citing things like the way he's handling the situation at the southern border and policies that seem to polarize rather than unite, President Biden's approval ratings have gone down by about 5% over the last month. A new poll from the Deseret News and the Hinckley Institute of Politics shows 56% of Utah residents disapprove of the job the president is doing, with 46% saying they strongly disapprove. Only 40% of those surveyed indicate they approve of the job he's doing. His approval numbers are even worse when talking to Utahns who identify as Republican, with 85% disapproval. Throw in conservatives, and that disapproval rating jumps to 92%. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Police across the Wasatch Front are cracking down on distracted driving, especially looking for drivers using their cell phones while behind the wheel. UHP Lieutenant Wade Brewer says he pulled over a man who didn't know that he couldn't participate in a video conference call while driving.
And he was holding his phone up in front of him, and I could see the video playing. And so I stopped him. I said, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? He says, oh, I'm doing a meeting.
Lieutenant Brewer says there are signs of cell phone use, like when a car is moving very slowly in the right lane of the freeway. Officials with the UHP say cell phone use is connected to roughly one-third of all distracted driver crashes.
You think he really didn't know he couldn't participate in a video conference call?
Give me a break.
Wow.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.